is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady, never unforgettable, baby. Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
Welcome to Herbert Skareem Speaks. You can find us on foursidesoflife.com. I was about to say Four Sides of Life. And you can find us on Four Sides of Life YouTube channel. How you doing, Queen?
Hi, how's everyone doing? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to get used to this rotation of doing podcasting.
Yeah, he's not used to it.
You know, it's messing up my routine.
How was your weekend this weekend?
Relaxing. I didn't have to do nothing. And that was what I wanted to do, you know?
Yeah, it's good to relax sometimes.
The season is changing.
Oh, it's so nice. It's
man,
a little
isn't it?
Cooler.
Arizona out here, we get a lot of hot weather.
Yes,
and when it's,
very
when
warm.
What is this, spring or something?
No, this is
fall.
We're in fall.
Winter, spring, summer, fall. That's how I know my seasons. I gotta sing it. Winter, spring, summer, fall.
Who's the artist?
I don't know.
After Seven?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Is that After Seven?
It might be, because they're after, you know, Babyface, you know, saying it didn't really do anything. Probably is After Seven.
I think it is.
You gonna make me look it up? Don't make me look it up, because I will look it up.
You know me, I love pop quizzes when it comes to music.
Somebody's probably saying right now.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I might be wrong, but it made me think about After Seven. Anyway, we are enjoying ourselves, just relaxing like everyone else as the fall comes, you know, and the holidays are approaching. You just want to, I don't know, sometimes you want to just sleep in, you know, not do too much in the mornings. Maybe have a cup of coffee and look outside and see the wind blowing. Just relax. The fall brings upon a time for us to relax and kind of hang out. But anyway, while he's looking to see if I was correct or not, we decided to do something fun.
Oh man, I think you're wrong, huh?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, hold on. Let me hit. Yeah, that's why I didn't know what it is. He is not really.
He tried to play on his
phone.
Is that
the wrong one?
Yeah, that's the. He literally looked up the song Winter.
This is not even a hot. You know what I'm just saying?
It's the lyrics right there. Winter, spring, summer, fall song lyrics. Go there.
But the thing about it is, you want to know who the artist is, because that's what we're talking about.
After Seven.
Just see if you get lucky.
Yeah. Well, you really just.
Yeah, you're messing up the whole thing. After. Let's see. Seven. Let's see if you're right.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah. This ain't
Okay, if you were out there and you're listening to us, can you tell us, please, what artist?
It's probably a different.
Can
name
you please tell us
song.
what was that? What was that right there? R&B song. Keep moving. Spring, what? Summer, fall, and winter. Old school R&B song. Okay.
You got the wrong
anyway,
name. You got the wrong
we
name.
We definitely don't know who's the artist of singing that song.
Yeah.
But the Queen says it's After Seven, but I could be wrong.
No, but you're right, because it goes like this. Winter, spring, summer, fall.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you everything.
Mm.
And more. I'll give you everything. And who was the lead singer of that? Was
at
it Babyface? At that time? But yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's After Seven. It's definitely
it's
after seven. You got that.
Okay.
Let's give it to you, man. We spent 3 minutes on trying to find that song. Now, what are we talking about?
Love languages.
Love languages. So.
So.
Are you going to put the link down below so they could take that love language
test?
Yeah,
we can do that. Mm. So what are the five love languages? Let's go over there.
Mm-hmm.
So the five love language are words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm. Get out of my business.
Physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
Quality time. Gifts.
Yes.
And acts of service. Now, these were developed by an author by the name of Gary Chapman.
Now, we can't say it was developed by, because it might not be the one. You might, you know.
Well, he did the book.
I mean, he did a book. You know,
he
how
did just, a book.
You know how us brothers and sisters, kings and queens, we
somebody,
we
somebody
dig
else.
Deep and find
well,
out
you're
who
right.
stole it from.
If you know who who's the original origin of it, where the
yo,
origin
so,
came.
So who was the author you got right there?
Yeah, it said Gary Chapman.
Gary Chapman, okay.
But, you know, the whole point of doing it sometimes is just to check in. Sometimes you can use it as that, as a tool.
Mm.
Check in with your partner and find out, well, where are they at today? Now, that it could change. It could definitely change.
Yeah, it definitely can.
You can look up and a month from now, they on something different. Or, you know, think of it like they want something fulfilled in the relationship at the moment.
Something they need. It's almost like getting your tank filled up. It run out sometime.
Yeah,
if you
I was
ain't
thinking the same
up.
Thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking like, you know, a cup that needs to be filled with something different.
Mm-hmm. What kind of gas you putting in my car?
Yeah, it's always
pregnant. I didn't told you. No, you've been putting in. Sometimes you've been putting that unleaded. Than 87. Man, at least give me 89.
Okay.
I give it to you. But you said every time. You gave me premium in your mind was every time. But now
see,
it's premium.
And that's the
you
whole
see?
Point. Because in a relationship, you thinking you on point.
Yes.
And then you find out from your spouse, mm-hmm. no, you're not on point. You're missing some things.
Uh-huh. Now, do you think that in relationships, men, see, that's a topic. We need to write that down. Do you think in relationships at that time mm-hmm. that men are doing more work than women?
Do you think that in the relationship, men are doing more?
Men are working harder for the attention or for the admiration and love and joy. You know, just basically doing what you're supposed to do. Are they doing more than
possibly
the woman?
Mm-hmm. He's going to write that down.
Yeah.
Possibly. You know, I think everybody in the relationship think they doing something.
All right, we'll get to yours.
But, and maybe, like you said, the biggest thing is the person who's the, what do you call it? They're on the receiving end may feel like the other party's lacking thereof.
Yeah, kitchen lacking.
So, I know that I've done this quiz before with you. Remember?
Yes.
Way back in the past.
Way back in there. How far back was that? It's been 21 years with us, so I don't know.
Ooh, not that far. Not that far. I would say within the first couple of years of our marriage.
That's a far. That's a lot. That's 18? 19?
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we've done it ever since then. Do you recall ever doing
it? I don't remember doing it ever, but you say we did. Okay. You know your memory is better than mine long term.
Well, this time.
Versus short term.
Yeah, that's true. But I can tell you what I know what yours used to be.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. Don't quiz me. I don't know what yours was. I can know what I feel it is, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. That's cool. So let's just say this. What I recall, yours was physical touch.
No. You know, it might have. Yes, it was. No. When was that?
This was a long time ago.
That was in the beginning when I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a jackrabbit. What do you expect?
Hey, jackrabbit.
Anybody, like you said, it could change.
But that's right. That's our whole point, right?
I'm about that bag right now. I'm family. You know what I'm saying?
So
physical touch, huh?
But physical, you taking it out of content, I think, when you're thinking it's all about having sex. That's not
what else was it a 20-year-old thinking about?
No.
In their 20s. You think thinking about hugs?
What do you think mine was?
You think they're thinking about hugs and hey, come on and just caress my back and just hold
be.
My hand.
It could
20,
be.
In their 20s?
Yeah.
No, if I was that's all you about getting it. Okay. Didn't you get pregnant in your 20s?
I did. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Nope. Got pregnant in my 30s. Well, yeah, I guess I was my 20s. Yeah, right.
Man, you don't know your age, do you?
I know I had that baby at 30.
But I asked you when you was pregnant.
You're right. I was in my very, very late.
But was you in your 20s?
I was in my 20s.
Ding, 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 ding. I win. You see? That's what men are about. We about winning. We need to write that down. Who always tries to win in a relationship? Mm-hmm. The one that think they smarter? Oh! Okay, so.
You can tell we are just rambling, which
is
fun.
Yes, no, but we stick to the point.
Right.
So you're saying we did it years ago,
yeah.
Which was decade ago plus.
Yes.
And yours, mine was physical touch.
That I remember. It could be. What do you think it was?
I mean, I think it's the same it is today, but, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Well, we took the quiz today.
I think back then I was heavily, and it ain't on this list right here. I was heavily.
He said it's not.
It's not. I was heavily on that, what is it called? Respect, what? If you remember.
That's not on the list.
It ain't on the list. So I'm like, why it ain't on? If that's what I was all about back then, if you can remember, I was heavily respect me. Where is it at? It ain't here in the love language. My love language then was watch your mouth, respect me.
See, he's not even being, he's taking something that should have been light and fun and he's just making
God.
It. Yeah. So again, extra. Like I said, now I'm extra. But,
yeah.
But that's not one of the.
Okay.
Love
so pick love. One of these. I don't remember back then.
Okay, well, what was it today?
Today, you're cheating. Don't you supposed to go first? Well, say women first with everything.
Okay, well, mine was physical touch. But it was very close in line with something else. Yes. Today.
Mine is
words didn't know that.
Of admiration. Oh, I did know it. You didn't ask me. I said, what is yours? You should have asked, but what do you think it is? I'd have told you.
Yours were words of affirmation.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. You're right.
Did you know that, though?
I'm not surprised, honestly.
But did you know it?
I didn't know it.
What you did when you down this list, which one did you choose? I mean, when it came to me, what was your thoughts? So I was still physical touch.
No, I didn't. Okay. Honestly, I would, mine would be words of affirmation for you and sometimes acts of service.
Okay, so
what was your
I'll
percentage?
Go first. words of affirmation on my list was 30%.
Jeez.
It was through the roof.
It sure was.
Receiving gifts was second in line.
Mm.
27% receiving gifts. Physical touch was the third one, because they got six of them here.
Mm-hmm.
They got five, which was the third one, 17. So you was right on time with the physical touch. It's in the ranking. And quality time was neck and neck. Quality time and physical touch was neck and neck,
17%. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And acts of services is less than 10%.
Ooh, no service.
That's because I like to give service, not receive it.
Okay. Mm. See, it's also in the person's brain what
yes.
they think.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right.
So what's yours? It's all about, well, not brain. It's what I want. It's, I answer these questions.
That is true.
So this is about me. It didn't say what you think your lover is.
That's true.
Because if it would have, I would have tried my best to,
But did you know mine was physical touch? Number
yes,
one.
Yes. Really? I didn't know the rest.
What you think was number two?
See, you were supposed to do that for me, but I didn't do that. I didn't answer the questions. I would say your number two. First is one is physical touch. Now, I would have been off because I would have said quality time, number one. But I would have battled. So number two, I would say is quality time.
Okay.
Is it?
Quality time is number two.
Boom. So look, physical quality time, I said I'm battling those. This is no one. Yes,
guys. That's right.
And then the next one here is, I would say the third one is, my battle is act of service and words of affirmation. I would say is number three would be active services.
Okay.
Am I right?
No.
Okay, I'm wrong. Is it words of affirmation?
It's words of affirmation.
That was number three. So that's why I was saying I was battling
it's
with
okay.
and whatnot. Then is four acts of service.
Yes.
Oh, and receiving gifts is last. See how we off here?
Yes.
I want gifts and words of affirmation.
That's true.
You want that physical touch and that quality time.
That's true.
You're trying to go walk in the sand and go to the parks and go to the store and Walmart and just chill. You don't mind going anywhere, though.
Nobody's talking about going to Walmart and walking.
I went to the fish shop yesterday. Remember? You said, can I go?
I did.
That's quality
and
time
I know
right
for him,
there.
For him, that was like, why do you want to
exactly.
go to the fish
shop? I'm just going to the fish shop to look at my little fishes and new hat. New,
that's his new hobby. Yes, so he's right. So yes, mine is physical touch, and he achieves that pretty often. I would say he touched me at least, once a day, twice a day.
Now I give it to you with that words of affirmation. You do that.
I'm always trying to encourage.
You've been doing that lately a lot for the last couple of years, three years.
Okay.
You've been doing that a lot.
Okay.
Gifts? You ain't been giving me no gifts though.
No gifts?
Not a lot. I mean, listen, as many gifts I come to that Amazon door when I had that bag. Remember when that crypto was hitting in my investments? Business was doing well.
How big does the gift have to be? Because sometimes I'll come home with some, Twix.
But what was the size of the? I mean,
I know somebody is
Amazon.
Rolling. They like a Twix.
Yes,
sometimes
that's
it's the littlest things.
But what about? What do you think? What sizes was it? You said how size the gift got to be? How size got? How big it got to be? What was the size of those Amazon packages coming every day?
Oh, they're big.
I mean, were they big, small, in between? Where were they?
They were kind of like in between.
That's right. So the size didn't matter when it comes to gifts.
Mm-hmm.
It's the act of service.
That is true.
Oh!
I like the fact that...
Hey, I don't know why they disrespected like that. Receiving gifts and act of service falls in the same to me.
But no, because act of service could be like, what is the number one thing I hate to do? I hate it. I hate to do this.
Oh, you hate to do that? It had it on that list too. I was laughing when I saw the question.
What is it?
Pump your gas.
I hate it.
And am I doing it?
No. No, you got. And don't wash my car, but he'll wash my mother's car.
No, I washes her car at least once every 3 months.
I know, but my point is the act of service.
She's not in the garage. You're in the garage.
Is true. But I'm telling you, there are things like act of service. Like, what? I hate pumping gas.
Is it that serious? You said it one time.
It goes in the same line as I do not like tobacco.
I didn't know you don't like to do.
I do a lot of things, but pumping gas and vacuuming are not the things.
You know,
we're gonna get your
gas pumped. I'm gonna send somebody here.
I'm
pay somebody to pump that gas.
Had KJ, our child, to do it now. I'm like,
I need to look that up.
Gas.
I need to look it up. Do they have a pump your gas service that come delivers?
They don't
gas?
Do that here in
they
Arizona.
Might. They might have someone that will
that
come
runs
out.
They don't do that out here.
And pump your gas if you pay them.
That's
literally bring you gas and put gas in your
tank. There are people out there who in different states, that's law. that they have someone.
I didn't talk about law. I'm saying, do it. Is it a service out there?
Oh, is there a service
that will come to my house if I pay?
You talking about like an Uber Eats? Put,
yes, and pump my gas. Pump. You don't care how you get it, right? As long as you get gas in there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's just a very small. I'm gonna talk about.
I didn't know how serious on a scale to 0 to 10. You said you hate it though. How bad it is from 0 to 10 of you pumping your gas?
It's up there. It's like it's a 10 because I don't like doing it.
Wow.
You know what it is?
Well, you know what? I'm a
germaphobe, y'all. For real.
I'm a pump that guy. You know what? I'm a pump.
Can I explain that part?
And I'm a pump. And I'm a pump.
Let me just explain it. I don't know. I'm a germaphobe. And one of the things I just do not like is knowing that there are a lot of people touching that gas pump.
Oh, is that what it is?
And
so you want to put me in danger? It's why you're for you.
It's just
to
my,
put the little germaphobe.
No, it's my germaphobe issue. You may not have it. You clearly you don't. You
know, there's
an
a lot of no disrespect, but I didn't see what group of people you see always wearing masks in their car and having gloves on.
Oh my goodness.
We ain't that disrespectful. It's facts.
Our Caucasian family members.
No, what people you see wearing masks
what
on the
people?
Road? Yes, when they're driving and when they're going to stores and
older
when they,
people. I see older people.
I see a bunch of Asians with masks on their face
and
they have gloves on their hands.
I guess you're out there more than I am.
That is
and
true.
So I don't.
So my
most of the time
is,
I see it is more of the Caucasian.
I think since you have a germaphobe, would you be more reluctant to or would you be more like inviting to put on a latex glove and then pump your gas?
Honestly, I haven't really thought about that.
And then as soon as you're done, they got like trash cans right
that
next
is true.
To it and just toss that back. So what if that I got might, started with getting you a
that
box
might, that might help me with
gloves.
My germaphobe situation.
A box of gloves.
I never thought of that.
And
but
then maybe
that
you
might,
would,
that
your
might
10
help.
Would go to maybe 5.5 or 6.
That's a good idea. I like that idea. I'm going to
try
it.
Let's try that first. I'm going to buy
I'm
you the box.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you still on 10.
Car.
If you're still on 10, mm-hmm. then I'm going to just have to
we'll see if
ass.
That's the real true issue or
yeah.
is it just the act of doing it?
Or is it you lazy on pumping
gas? Oh, wow.
I just want to know. And a lot of people pump their gas, man. People are listening to you right now.
I would
now.
Love to know. I would love to do a poll on how many people like to pump gas. A lot of people don't, right?
I don't think people even ask that question. Do I like pumping? Really? It's like a. It's like something you
it's
have
a
to
duty.
Do, though.
Yes. It's like brushing your teeth. Is that what you're about to say?
Yes.
No, it's not the same.
You can't get nowhere if you ain't no gas in your car.
That is true.
So you need somebody to pump it. Pause.
I think
if you was in Africa,
what
they'd
I'm
pump
saying,
your gas.
What I'm saying is that as long as there's gas in the car, I'm good. When it goes to E, and I'm like, dang, I gotta go stop.
Okay, we'll take
it. You know what it is? It's another thing. It's an inconvenience.
It's inconvenience.
So for me, maybe that's the reason why I need the electrical car.
Okay.
I mean, the
yes,
seat.
Yes. So
that,
I'll take away your laziness. You ain't lazy. Is it that you may be spoiled or you henpeck? I
Ooh.
Mean, kept, a kept woman.
He that's said henpeck.
Not henpeck. Or spoiled or
No,
woman,
because I had to do it. I mean, before I met you, I was pumping the gas. That's not the point.
And you still was hating it.
Yes.
Damn.
It's just one of the. You don't have a thing in your life that you just like, I hate
I tell you, I'm just, this is my first time
Answer
hearing the
hating,
so that's why I'm going on.
Answer the question. No. You've known that's
No,
I
only known it one time. You only mentioned one time.
Oh, my goodness.
This,
we've been married for over 20 years, and
this
he's
is
just
first
saying
serious,
that this is the first time.
Deep conversation about having a long one about you
this
having
This is not going the way that it was supposed to go.
For a couple of public guests. Good Lord, I found out something new. So, yes, there is some things out there that I just.
See,
no, enough. It ain't.
They don't have the nothing.
That I just hate doing?
Pet peeve.
Pet peeve?
It's a pet peeve. It's like one of the
well,
things
Well, it's
just...
like a chore, and I don't know if you want to hear this, but it's probably most men when they get past, you know, 45, 40, or 30. I don't like getting dressed going out.
Hmm. Yeah. It's too overrated.
No, I'm just, you know, you like to go out, and I'm like, oh, make her happy. Get your clothes on. Take her out
no.
somewhere.
So it's the whole ordeal getting dressed to go out.
No, and doing it.
Oh, it's the whole thing. This is a first for me, you guys. He don't even want to do it. This is, you know,
I'm
what's
so
funny?
Tired from doing business stuff.
You know
I'm like,
funny?
Man, I ain't trying to go nowhere. I see you in the room.
Wait, hold on.
In the house.
This is funny. The funny thing is, this is my pet peeve. Has nothing to do with attachment to anybody. It's just my own little thing. His pet peeve is, why do I have to take her out? You see how men think versus women?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just how we are.
But do I do it though?
Of course.
Just like you pump that gas.
Sometimes you just got to do what you
got
to do.
But guess what? I'm going to pump that gas for you if you don't like the latex I get. Then, because I listen.
That's a whole...
What you going to do for me about going out? Because I try my best to take you at least, once a month?
Well, you know what?
I don't hit once a month. Oh, you dirty. I do it hit once a month.
With this month of October.
You ain't going nowhere this month of October?
No, where do we go?
Where do we go? To the beach. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the one that did all the country. You guys.
No, I asked you.
You did.
Yeah. Okay. Don't try to slither out of it.
Okay. I'm going to give it to you. Yeah. You're right.
And I went with you for 3 days. That's a lot for me. And didn't even pick up the laptop at work. Did I work?
No, you didn't.
I spent quality time. That's on your list. That's on my list. Quality time. I made sure I showed up mentally.
You did.
And spiritually.
Right. So where are some areas that
didn't I look in your eyes and tell you I love?
You did. So what are some things that I need to work on?
Get that
on words of affirmation.
What'd you say?
More words of affirmation.
What are some more things?
What are some areas that I can work on more that you would like?
No, I'm gonna be honest. It happens in spurts, like you said, and it changes too with people. But I've been noticing you've been hitting it. And remember in the beginning, I used to say I love you a lot almost every day.
Oh, you still do.
I know, but you didn't came up the ranks heavy. Then you do that physical. Make sure you give a kiss every day. Mm-hmm. And before the night falls, before bedtime.
Make sure you give a kiss.
I'm like,
you just
never
know.
To the point that we're trying to beat each other doing it.
That's true.
That's a pretty good habit you started. I like that. It's cute.
It is true. But that's the thing. You know, one of the things I think about, and that's the reason why I do it, is because I don't know if that's my last day or last opportunity to give you a kiss before I lay down and go to sleep.
Good.
And if something should happen to me, exactly. You know, man, the last thing I remember she did, she gave me a kiss.
Mm. Well, you sure you gave a kiss or I'm going to get, because now I've been coming over the top of your lips.
You see, a minute ago, you just told me that she always, and now all of a sudden you took it away. Took my thunder.
I've been coming over top of the lips because you got them little alligator lips. So I come on top. Oh,
really? He's an alligator. That's not beautiful.
Yeah. I didn't think about it. Like, oh my God, you're right. You got flowers. Tulips.
Anyway.
Roses.
We are a hot mess sometimes,
Daisy,
but this is how marriage is, and this is what couples do.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things, you know, I was thinking about, so you said acts of service, words of affirmation,
mm-hmm.
and the other one was gifts. So what are some fun gifts that you like? Or is it a specific gift?
Well, it's not, it could be any little thing. Okay. Like you did, you know, sometimes you'll toss me a peppermint candy.
I do that.
What'd you call yourself? The peppermint what?
I don't know. The peppermint patty. I don't know. I always have a peppermint. Sometimes. Not always, but I like to have them. I think I'm going to be that old lady
that's
going to have peppermint in her purse, handing it to the kids.
Them old ones.
But I just don't want them to be old. I just don't want them to be old. They got to be fresh. No, they got to be fresh. So I got to make sure I keep a stash on hand. My little nieces and nephews will be looking at me like, there she go again.
I'm going to be the old man that has apples. Them old wrinkled apples.
That's nasty. Nobody wants to eat no wrinkled apples.
I think I'm trying to make a statement. Stay away from me. Take your little butter away from me.
Oh my goodness.
Don't come around here no more.
Talking about them bitter apples. Anyway.
But yes, on a real, all seriousness aside, all joking
aside.
We're having fun. I really appreciate the last, you know, what we've been practicing because we work so much and so hard in this actual rat race, even with business and everything, we forget about each other.
Yeah.
And you get lost in forgetting that the person that is with you in this fight, that's with you in this journey, that's with you with this love and joy and pain, rain, that person is your everything. She's your backbone. He's your backbone.
Right.
The king and queen. So you want to make sure before you give this world everything, you give her or him your everything.
That is true. I like that.
So I'm thinking, you know what?
That's beautiful.
I changed that. I'm going to fix my mind. We're going to enjoy spending time together.
Of course.
Taking you out. giving you some of that quality Kareem.
I like that.
Give him some quality of that light Kareem. Skin with them green eyes, huh? Yeah. I'm gonna do like I used to do back in the day. Remember back in the day? I used to sing, even though I wasn't that good of a singer.
My family, you are a very good singer.
They're the best. They got some three heavy hitters that blow me, three of them that blow
I'm
me away.
The one that's in love with you.
So I'm gonna start hitting you. Yeah. What was that song that I was saying? Was that a wedding?
The one I liked was the one that you used to sing with John B.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
They don't know about this love.
I remember you singing that song to me at Dave and Buster's when we were dating.
That's right, karaoke.
See, and it's good to share memories. Go back. It's something. Remember what you said?
Was
it one of your articles that said? I mean, one of your articles, one of your episodes that says something about? Do you remember?
Do you remember her?
See, do you remember him? There are things you need to go back and sometimes remember. Hey, what drew me to that person? What made me fall in love?
Well, maybe I'll let you do the podcast next by yourself so you can talk about how you remember
him. That'd be pretty good.
You might want to listen to mine. You can see the juices that flow.
You're so talented. You've been doing this for so long. You know exactly
but
what
you went
say.
To school for broadcasting. This is you.
I didn't go to school. I just wanted to do it.
Didn't you get your business in communication?
I did.
Yeah, just because you didn't follow through don't mean you ain't got the skill, because you're doing good, ain't you, y'all?
I appreciate it. I love you.
You know what? I appreciate you saying you love me, because love is what?
God.
Yeah, God is love.
We love you.
Y'all take care.
We having fun. Peace.
Peace.